Hit record here. Tate, can you hear me? I think you are muted. Still got you muted there. Let me see if I can do it on my end. Oh, I can't.
There we go.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Should have it now.
You all good, Tim?
Test, test, test.
Yes, we got you now. We got you
okay.
now.
Okay.
Well, Tate, congratulations on an action-packed race that led to victory lane. Nothing short of an exciting finish here at Talladega for your first NASCAR Camping World Truck Series victory. Take us through the race from your perspective, if you would.
Yeah, so I had never finished a super speedway race before. So before we had tried like laying back and kind of having like a second draft going on behind the main pack. And that obviously didn't work out in the past. So we weren't really sure what our game plan was going in. We were just going to try to stay towards the front, take the positions we were given and just work our way forward. And then here, the biggest thing was just avoiding wrecks. So once we got through that first big wreck, and I knew we would have a shot at it. And then there, the few laps after that, we got through that other wreck and things were kind of feeling like they were headed in the right direction. Finally had a little bit of luck on our side, which we haven't had much of this year, but so we got through those wrecks and had a good feeling. So we just started working our way forward. And there at the end, we lined up third on the inside. And I knew that was going to be my shot to win the race if I could suck up and push the guy in front of me. But my truck had damage from that first big wreck on both sides of the nose. So it wouldn't suck up to the truck in front of me the best. So I got a good push out back. And that's really what helped me get up to the trucks in front of me and gave them a push and slid across the finish line and was able to get the win.
Awesome. Well, we will go right into questions here for you and we will kick it off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Tate, can you describe your emotions there at the end? I mean, did you realize you had won? Were you concerned at all about what NASCAR might rule? Just kind of take me through kind of the moments after you crossed the finish line.
Yeah, there was, I know the race in the past when my teammate won, that the guy that crossed the finish line first didn't win. So, I mean, that's always in the back of your head and so much is going on. You don't know if you cross the line or what. And then to hit the inside wall like that, I had so much adrenaline going on. Like, I didn't really even faze me. I was riding back in the ambulance, listening to the radio, and just they were saying that I had won the race. And to hear that, it meant everything. I mean, growing up, this is all I've ever dreamed about, being a short track racer and having the chance to come race in the NASCAR National Series and to win in the NASCAR National Series is all I've ever hoped and dreamed about. So that for it to come true, I mean, it's amazing.
Were you surprised that you kind of were able to have that position and Nemechek was kind of second questioning his moves there at the end?
Yeah, like the kind of the seas parted there at the end. It was just me and him. I wasn't really paying attention out back. It was all my focus is out front there at the end. And I went up, tried to get around him. He blocked. And I mean, there was just so much going on. At that point, all I was doing was trying to get around him. And we were the help out back coming off of 3 and 4 is really what propelled me to the win there. But after that, I was just focused on getting around him any way possible.
All right, our next question will come from Steven Toronto. Ted, Steven.
Ted, you mentioned being a short tracker. Your family has a long history of short tracking in the Carolinas. Your dad did it a long time. Your dad raced in NASCAR too. Have you heard from your family yet? And to become a NASCAR winner and to have the Fogelmans be NASCAR winners, what have you given any thought to the significance of that yet?
No, I'm just trying to soak this in. And my family has put a lot into my racing career and to finally get a NASCAR win. There's no telling. Probably have a big party when we get back home. But you talk about my dad. He's always been a short track guy, raced Hooters Pro Cup, ran a few Xfinity races, and he never misses a race. So he was there in victory lane with me. So it was really special to share that moment with him, because I know how much he's put into my career and how much he's taught me over the years.
Great to hear. Congratulations, Tate.
Thank you.
Next question will come from Rob Tiongson. Go ahead, Rob.
Thanks, Samantha. And hey there, Tate, congratulations on your big victory today. I got some questions for you. My first one would be, you know, having, you know, being an avid sim racer, how helpful is it to have that competition on a platform like iRacing when it comes to potential on-track moments like today at Talladega?
Yeah, just like getting behind the wheel, even if it's on computer-based monitors, anything like that, just working on like reaction times. I know I got on iRacing and practice racing, just like drafting and stuff like that. Just things that people just overthink. Just getting on the sim. I know it's nothing. I know it's not like real life, but it's the closest thing we can get to it. So any time on there is a big help. Just reaction time. You can like kind of time your runs and stuff on there too, similar to what you would do on the track. So any tool you can have to your disposal to help, I try to take full advantage of, and iRacing has definitely been a help with that.
For sure. And my last question for you would be, you know, we press can typically put the spotlight on the playoff drivers across the three major NASCAR series. So as somebody whose team typically fights for a top 20 finish, what does it mean to have this win and showcase what you as a driver can do, as well as Young's Motorsport?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, we do the best with what we have, try to take advantage of everything we're offered. And we've been getting better throughout the year. We had a few unlucky breaks in the beginning of the year that cost us good finish. We finished ninth at the dirt race, finished good last race at Vegas. And just for finally, for things just to line up and get that first win, it means a lot, because the guys at the shop, they work just as hard, even harder than these big teams. They pour their heart and soul into it. So to get them a win, it means a lot.
Well, congratulations, Tate. Enjoy the victory.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Nathan Solomon. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, Tate, congrats on the victory. I'm just curious, what do you feel this win does for your career? Like, how does this win help you in what your future could be in this sport?
I mean, it means a lot, just to prove that you can win. That says a lot for people. And just like, we've had good runs, but a lot of the runs are 15th to 20th. And just to prove that you can still get the job done, given any type of equipment. And I mean, I think that says a lot. I know it's super speedway racing, but you still out there having to drive the cars and do what you can behind the wheel. And I think that says a lot.
Thank you.
Do we have any additional questions for Tate? All right, we'll go back to Rob Tiongson.
Just one last question for you. You know, having been around racing all your life, did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that you would win in such a fashion against some of the best in truck racing, and you can have this story to tell your future family years from now?
I mean, a few years ago, I figured I'd just be racing super late models the rest of my life, and which I didn't have a problem with, because I'm a racer at heart. And then Young's Motorsports gave me the opportunity to come drive full time, and I couldn't turn that down at all. And to finally get a win, especially a win as crazy as this one was, I mean, it's a story and a time and event that I'll never forget the rest of my life. Because like I said earlier, this is something I just dreamed about when I was younger, to get a NASCAR National Series win. So to finally do that in like spectacular fashion, this is something I'll never forget and a story I can tell for the rest of my life.
Congrats again, man.
Thank you.
Well, Tate, thanks again for spending some time with us, and congratulations on the big win.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And to the media, we will have audio and video available from today's press conference here shortly on NASCARmedia.com.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.